Sarah Alexander is author of the book Spiritual Intelligence in Business. So what is this spiritual intelligence and how will it benefit us and our work?
Well, what I have done is I've looked at the philosophies from the East of both Taoism and Buddhism and really looked at what they can teach us about how to apply their philosophies within business today. And I think perhaps the key message that comes out of it is very much a Taoist message, and that is of following the Tao, following the natural path, the natural flow within life. This is actually quite difficult for us to do as Westerners because Taoists very much believe that in every situation we do what we need to do, we do what is in the context of the Tao, but we don't need to do any more than that. And every action they take should be aligned with, well, is this in the context of the Tao, the natural way? Within the Western mind and through our upbringing, our education, the thought systems within the Western world, we very much have ingrained into us that we must only do what is logical, what is rational, and also that we must work really hard if we want to succeed. You know, we're told to take the bull by the horns, to take massive action, to make life happen. But the Eastern culture's not like that. It's like, you know, take the natural approach, you know, surrender to where you are naturally flowing to in life and particularly in your business life. And, you know, this whole concept of surrender is not easy for us as Westerners. You know, it brings up a lot of fear in us. You know, what happens if I just do nothing? You know, everyone else will succeed and I may not, and I might just spend all my time sitting around and I might not do anything at all. And Taoism isn't about just sitting around and doing nothing. It is about only taking actions and being proactive when there is that flow of energy to do that. So we have to learn also the mental muscles that we need to develop are to be more surrendered, more kind of relaxed in our approach, and only do what really is in our flow, what is within the natural Tao for us to do. And in business, that means really following that inner concept of your intuition, sense of inspiration, sense of wonder.
Is it just about always taking the easy option?
Well, you could certainly look at it like that, but the value of the Taoist philosophy is that they get things done, but with the least amount of effort. And I've done a lot of coaching with sports people, and, you know, that was one of the principles that we really tried to work on, maximum achievement, but for minimum effort and minimum input put in. And to my mind, if you can create maximum output for minimum effort, isn't that really what you want?
And do you think that you can be as successful in the West with that kind of behaviour? Because, OK, I can see how it works in the East when everybody else is doing it. But in the West, you're up against other people behaving in a very, very different way. Are the two compatible?
My feeling on this is that as we move into the 21st century, we will be embracing more and more of these Eastern philosophies within our Western business world. You know, this whole recession is really highlighting the fact that business is focused purely on profit and really not with any higher values incorporated into them are not being as successful. And whereas businesses that really focus on following a sense of inspiration and passion and following their natural organic route as businesses are still doing very well. And I think that if more and more of us can start to embrace this philosophy, it will start to override the traditional Western thinking of success.
So if we say push forward 10 years from now, how different do you think business will be?
Well, I would really like to think that there will be more and more businesses that are run along the lines of Buddhist philosophies, that success in business comes really from what you give out, your generosity, and a whole thought process around, you know, giving rather than getting all the time. People will be much more reflective. They will be much more aware of their own inner energy. And one of the things that the Buddha gave us was the laws of causation, which really show you that what you put out in terms of energy and thought process and actions is exactly what you're going to get back. And certainly Buddhist philosophies and business are very much about imprinting your mind to create success by your own generous actions. And the more you can put those positive imprints into your mind through your own generosity, which is really the Buddhist meaning of karma, then the more that will come back to you within your business success.
And how compatible is this idea with making money?
I have read a book about a Buddhist monk who spent 17 years building up and running a very successful diamond business, initially out of New York, and then it expanded into a global business. And through following Buddhist philosophers, he was phenomenally successful and turned a business that was making a loss into a very highly, I think, over $100 million income for his business. So there certainly are examples, even in the Western world, of real success in business with these philosophers.
That's Sarah Alexander, author of Spiritual Intelligence in Business.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.